So the question is, so are these films already... Hi! Look, this is a great day. All right, and this is our second.
Rachel. Hello!
So are these films already posted for distribution? Because that essentially makes it worth the effort. They are not, to my knowledge. Oh, okay, cool. Well, our producer is coming, and so he might pop in and then, like, pop out as well. So... Our theme of our shoot is Where's Isaiah? Literally, because he's the stunt. He does stunts. He does. Oh, Caleb, where did you come from? Carly joined. Caleb is here. Caleb was the was on the podcast last night.
Hello.
Hello. Makeup guy, and then. You captured our lizard? Oh my god, Carly says we captured our lizard. So, funny story. We've had a lizard in our the place that we're living for the past 3 days. And we've been very concerned about it. And here's what we do. It's I do a podcast about films.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. And wait, come here. This is Dom. He's our key grip.
Hello! How's it going?
What's up, man?
It's good.
How are you?
I'm good, man. Just chilling in rainy day Austin, Texas, you know?
Oh, man.
It's Drew.
It's raining. Oh, obviously it's raining in Austin. What's your name, my friend?
This is Adam.
I'm Adam.
I'm Dom.
Yeah.
Dom, nice to meet you, man.
Yeah.
Nice to meet you. Nice to meet you. Yeah. I didn't know you did a
podcast. Yeah. Does it help with our...
Oh, with the book. Yeah. I bought the book yesterday.
Yay!
Yeah, I like it.
I paid full price.
Now you're like a filmmaking wizard, right?
Wait, nice to meet you, Adam.
Did you share it on Facebook
yet? Nice to meet you.
Did you share it on Facebook yet? Did we go live? Adam.
Yeah, I listen to every single word you say, Christine, and I love you.
Okay. Did we go live yet? Because that way I can share it and we can do our...
Yeah, that's the process that I'm going in right now.
Okay, cool. Before everybody disappears.
Who's disappearing? Who are you talking about?
Everybody's still here. We're all trying to wrap out today. That's why I was like, I wasn't sure about doing the podcast because I'm like, I'm literally clean.
Okay, well, I mean, did you want to...
Yes, we're doing it. Just, are you live now?
I'm trying to tag you in it.
Okay.
And it's really difficult to find you, and I don't know why it's not working.
It's okay. If you can't tag me, just share it. But that was fun. Mm-hmm. That was a fun moment when everybody was randomly in and out of Roper House. And so are missing... It? No, we're not done yet. Okay. We haven't even really officially started because Adam is very slow.
So is it hard to... Well, oh, we're still on.
No, we're still going. Yeah.
That's really rude. That's insanely rude, actually.
Love you.
Do you, though? Because I love you.
I love you. That's why I keep doing
it. And people who I love, I don't put them through this.
Oh. I love you.
I
do.
I know you do. I know you love me.
I brought you up in a little... You're my
you did.
Little mentee that I... Turned into a...
Okay, so you know we're live now, yeah?
Okay, yes. So, okay, do your little thing.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome. Let's take a moment to breathe, you guys. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of Get Realisms. I am Adam Chase Rennie.
And I am Christine Chen.
Lovely. We're all here, and we're all great.
Yes, we are. And
we're already racking up the views, and we got... Do we still have guests on our show, Christine?
Yeah, we have Jeanette, and then there's
Jeanette.
Definitely
people. Hi.
She's our official guest.
She's our official guest. What does our guest do, Christine?
Hi, I'm Jeanette. I am the key makeup artist for the first two films, And I was Jason Kirkpatrick's personal makeup artist for the third and final film we just wrapped.
Yes.
Right on.
On the other two films as well. Right. So there's three films that we've been filming. First one was They Whispers. Second was Viridian. Mm-hmm. And third and final that we wrapped yesterday is called Half Lives.
Half Lives, yeah.
We've been here for a month and a few weeks. It's been like film camp.
Yeah.
We've all gotten to know each other too well. And it's over and it's very sad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're about to go into depression.
So, yes. So,
what's your best moment with Christine, Jeanette?
I'm sorry, what?
What's your best moment?
Ooh, the best moment? God, there's so many. It's just been so insane. You know, like, we've gotten to, we're in this unique situation where it's basically we're living on a compound, and just having, at the end of the day, we all get to hang out. There's a wonderful, beautiful pool that we get to go swimming in, and Christine started this thing where we would all say one thing we were thankful for.
So I can't take credit for that. Our prop, assistant prop master, Caroline, totally started that. So
shout out to Caroline. Yeah.
Shout out to Caroline.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, I thought it was
She's
the one that asked me all the time. So, like, that, you know,
Christine
that
knows where credit is due. Yeah.
Yes.
It's just that positive energy, and that's a wonderful thing about Christine.
So yeah, we have been. Every day we try to find something that we're thankful for on set. Because sometimes it can be very difficult to find something that you're thankful for.
We've been working in, it's obviously summertime, and the first two movies were, the majority of them were filmed outside. And so we were eating a lot of mosquitoes.
Oh. So bad. I had like three mosquito bites on my face at one point.
It's like, the second AD Carly, you can't even see her legs. She's just got so many bites in her legs.
Oh, gosh.
But we're not complaining because we're so
very thankful
to be working. And, like, I don't take back a single moment of this. But when you're in those conditions and everybody's just irritable because they're so hot and they need a lot, you really have to, like, make yourself think about, okay, there's something positive here.
Yes.
Besides just getting to have a paycheck.
Wait, Jesse, Jason, come here. Yes, come on. All right. No, come here. So this is
see your shoes?
Nobody's gonna see your shoes. One of our lead actors is afraid that you'll see his shoes. Come here. Jason Kirkpatrick, who was amazing.
Jason Kirkpatrick, what's going on, my man?
Hi, who am I talking to?
You're talking to Adam, co-host of Get Realist's podcast. Welcome! How are yous?
Love the mindfulness perspective and practice on set. It's very much how many Australian sets work. Cool, cool, cool. Yeah, Jason was our lead actor, one of our lead actors. And you should do a really crazy line from film.
Titty fuck.
Yeah, that was great. That was one of the lines.
Yeah.
It was definitely one of the lines. Yeah, he plays his
role. What a legend.
Not very not likable character. But like,
I think he is likable.
He's insane. Yeah.
He is insane. It was fun.
And Jeanette had to do this rooster tattoo on his chest every day.
That I loved.
Yeah.
We'll send you a picture
of it. Yes, yes.
Hell yeah.
Yay.
No, it was weird. I mean, I've been on probably 40 or 50 different film and TV sets, and this was definitely the most wildest one I've ever done. Yeah.
When you're on a Christine Chen set, it tends to be that way. Listen, that's a compliment. I'm not being offensive.
It was being quarantined.
Yes, being quarantined.
I am gonna miss. That's
how I'm jealous of you guys. I wish I was there with y'all. You know, I know how fun it is. It looks like a lot of fun. Yeah.
Well, we're trapped here. We're like prisoners. We're like movie prisoners. We can't leave.
Did you tell him much about the studio?
We're in Hotel California. That's how I described it.
Hotel California.
You can never leave. Yeah.
We, such a lovely place. Yeah.
We had to take the COVID tests
every
week or so.
That's right.
Damn up to your brain.
I was going to say the cotton swab up your nose.
So many COVID tests. It's not even funny.
And you know, we did really well.
But your nostrils are cleaned out.
So clean. Yeah. It's a good way to wake up.
Yeah.
And then you can't leave and you're stuck here. Everyone has to wear masks all the time. Mm. In Louisiana.
You're forced to only hang out with certain people. Oh. I got really close to people that are here. So.
And the set was cool as hell. The movie we did, it was just like it was in the script. They took these. It's a story about this guy who's paranoid and maybe a drug addict who thinks the end of the world's coming, and he builds the shelter like 30 feet underground with these four like containers. The containers like would be on like a train.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shipping containers.
Yeah. And they made the set just like it was.
From scratch. Like,
that's cool. Rad.
It was amazing. Cool. It was
the insane. Most beautiful set I've ever done.
Yeah, because I got to see it when we first arrived. There were just shipping containers with nothing, like zero, like just a bunch of empty train shipping containers. And then I got to see the progress of it, like, oh, and some holes are cut into it. Oh, look, there's furniture in it. Oh my God, they built a stairwell. Like, it was amazing to see that progress. I wish somebody had stuck a GoPro in there.
I think there is.
Well, I was going to ask, how long did it take to build? Yeah.
About 4 months.
Yeah.
Wow.
They started working on that in April. What is it? What month is it?
I don't know. What where are
we? the movie itself is brilliant. I would say that how I describe the movie is if you could take that movie with Cloverfield Lane, remember that with the aliens?
13 Cloverfield Lane, yeah.
10 Cloverfield Lane.
Hey,
oh, 10, yeah.
The Room, Take Shelter, and Moon. Really? If you could like mix all those movies together, that's kind
Christina.
Of
what it is.
Hi.
Oh my goodness.
Are you seeing that?
That's Tina.
Tina, our set rat.
I love it.
She's fancy.
Come on, Tina. Ooh, it's a set rat.
Ooh. Hello.
Good girl.
Maybe. She's gender neutral.
She's gender neutral.
2020.
Gender neutral. I like it.
I don't know. And Fran Kranz.
He was amazing.
You know who Fran Kranz is, this actor?
No.
Cabin in the Woods. He was the stoner guy.
No way. Really?
Yes. Yes.
Wow. That's rad.
He was also in The Village. He was the young
mm-hmm.
boy in The Village.
That's right.
Also, my like moment of like, it wasn't John Schneider. It was Brant Daughtry. Is that his last name?
Brant Daughtry.
Daughtry. Okay.
Or Daughtry.
Daughtry. Okay. So he is the husband to one of our other lead actresses.
Kim Daughtry.
Kim, yeah. But I was like, holy shit, because I saw the film I saw him in was these like
Hallmark,
really shitty
romantic
film called Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas?
Yeah. I didn't expect that whatsoever. Like, you watch these films, you're like, oh, I'm never going to see these people in real life.
You fluttered when you saw him.
I was like, what the hell? Yeah, I was like, this is the guy from Merry Christmas. I watched
when
I was sad and lonely.
Sad and lonely, yesterday.
Yeah, every day. Yeah, sad and lonely. And I was like, watching these Hallmark films, and this Hallmark dude is right there.
This Hallmark dude is right there.
He's devilishly.
That's hilarious.
They both are. What a beautiful couple.
Yeah, beautiful couple. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And Kimberly was our sweet little.
Yes. But it's weird. It's weird because, like, you can. My worlds are just colliding in terms of as I watch more movies, those people are starting to be like my day to day life. And that's when you know, like, your career is like progressing more and more and more. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, no, it makes sense.
Yeah, so I think people that I never would have imagined, like, I ever crossed paths with, I'm like, holy shit, they're on set, you know? So it's just,
right.
It's a really weird, cool, existential.
So Kimberly Daugherty and Branch Daugherty, Frank Kranz, Nikoi.
Dang, what's his last name?
What's the boy?
Nikoi, I don't know.
Yeah.
I've been watching Nikoi. I was an actor since I got to Louisiana in 97. He's great. Oh, I feel bad. What's Nikoi's last name?
I can probably find it on the call sheet.
and I'm Jason Kirkpatrick.
Yes, who's awesome. Yes.
You can see me. My biggest thing is Mudbound on Netflix. Nikoi Banks. Nikoi Banks. Yes. I have a series on Netflix right now that's in the top five most watched series of this year called Outer Banks.
He's in The Hunt too, right?
Oh, The Hunt. The Hunt is still trending in the top 10 movies.
That's amazing, my man. Wow.
I was in season 9 of The Walking Dead.
Mm.
And then right now, I got two shows right now.
Oh, my God.
I'm in Stargirl and Doom Patrol on DC Universe, which is now going to turn to HBO Max.
You're in Doom Patrol? Is that what I heard?
Patrol, yeah.
What? Okay, where? season 2?
Cameo. I have a cameo in the first season. I'm in the third episode called Puppet Patrol. And I play Ring Ding, this redneck that takes a selfie with a...
No way! Really? Oh my gosh, that's rad! That's hilarious! Oh my god!
And if you watch Stargirl, I'm in episode 5. If you watch the series.
No, I watched the premiere, but I didn't catch up.
It was fun. And that was like you're talking about your lives cross.
Yeah.
That's rad.
Getting to be in Doom Patrol whenever they're doing Stargirl because of the same producers, which is DC, the director and writer of that episode,
Greg Berlanti,
called me and said, "We want you to do this one too." So it was working with the director. I've done 3 movies with Mark Wahlberg.
Right on. You were with Marky Mark himself.
Right.
Is he as short as we all know he is?
He isn't that short, actually. No, he's
5'7", right?
He comes by right here on me, but I'm also 6'3".
Right. Okay.
We did Contraband and Two Guns, and that was with Denzel Washington. And then most recently, the movie I worked with him on was Deepwater Horizon.
Oh, right on.
I don't remember seeing you. I watched Deepwater Horizon. I have to watch it again.
The guy on the screen, it was Delbert Keane. He was one of the 11 that died. So,
I got
to walk the red carpet with his family. It was very
tough. Wow.
That I got to do.
Yeah.
That must have been a wild shoot, huh?
It was. We worked on that movie for about 3 months.
Okay.
And I think it still is the most expensive set ever built.
Yeah.
The set
almost $190 million.
Jesus.
There's abandoned Six Flags in New Orleans. After Hurricane Katrina flooded this Six Flags theme park that's still abandoned, all the rides and all things are still there. Like they filmed like a Zombieland there. But the parking lot of
Six Flags
turned into a 5-foot deep tank of water with a wave machine, and it had fire effects. And then in the middle of it, they built the oil derrick. When we get on a boat, go to an elevator, and go up to the set.
Good God.
That's amazing. Amazing. We're all having post-film blues right now. Yes.
And I just gave myself a haircut.
Come give it group hugs.
I like it. Hugs. All around. Yay. Oh my gosh. It's a hug fest. Oh my gosh.
Like we literally just wrapped yesterday and we're all like really depressed right now.
Yeah.
So that was what I was like.
Camp is over.
Yeah, that's something I wanted to like kind of talk about. It's like that's a real thing.
Yeah.
When you rap from a film, especially like a film like this, where you've been together for months.
Yeah, we've lived together. Like
it's.
We eat breakfast together. We hang out after work. We're all staying in the same place. Like,
yeah.
I'm in one of the main houses that has three bedrooms in it. When I walk out, like, I'm already, like, there's five people in here. We're having coffee together. And, like, just to be able to go home tonight and know that when I wake up, like, I'm going to. I'm gonna copy all by myself. Nobody's gonna be there.
Oh, it's man.
This is Isaiah. He's our fearless producer. We always are like, where's Isaiah?
He's right here.
Isaiah, the fearless producer. What's going on, my man?
Good. How you doing?
I'm good, he's brother.
Awesome. He's awesome. He brought all these people together.
Isaiah, tell me a little bit about what you've done.
I'm still doing
stuff. He's an actor, too. Yes.
Actor, producer, Isaiah? My goodness.
I got a crazy rap out I'm trying to do.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Y'all tell him. You're doing a good job, I hear.
Yeah.
I'd love to be on later.
Okay. But yeah.
It feels like we're going to get everybody on at some point.
Like, Isaiah, I don't know. Isaiah's very special. No, in a good way.
Yeah, that. I mean, to me, that sounds a little condescending, but you know,
like, I don't know.
Isaiah's really special.
You can tell that he loves films.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can tell that he loves acting. You can tell that, like, he really cares and about people. You know, he's a great.
He's a great.
Which is hard for a producer to come by, to like people.
Yeah, Isaiah is doing some amazing things. So he has this property that we were explaining to you before, this John Steiner Studios. He has
you can find out more at johnsteinerstudios.com.
And he's building out his own, like, very large studio space. So this is, especially in this COVID times, and this is going to be a unique place where you can come and produce movies and keep your crew safe and your cast safe, the talent safe, and there's no other place like this. It's amazing.
It sounds like it. Sounds like a freaking blast. It's what Christine said, summer camp for filmmakers.
Yeah, I've been working out every day.
We have a pool.
We have a movie theater.
That's incredible.
There's houses, several tiny homes.
And there's a lake.
A lake, a beach.
And we have a theater if we wanted a stage and wanted to put on performances.
Yeah.
We have for those.
It sounds like a resort. It doesn't even sound like a studio.
That's what Isaiah described it as. He says we're in the resort. It's a redneck resort, but it's a resort.
We also have in the main house, which is where we're in right now, we're filming in the kitchen. It's an old house that's from 1910, and so it really feels like this family farmhouse. There is a gigantic dining table that seats 25 people, and we have a family dinner once a week. And so we sit down, the people that stay on their day off, and we feed them. It's been amazing. So we really get to have that, you know, bond.
Film camp is the best way I can think of it. It's like you're in a camp with a bunch of people from all different, you know, worlds, and you're together, band together to be creative and make something, you know, on a very tight, stressful schedule. And
we've
seen the worst of each other. We've seen the best of each other. And we can't get away from each other.
Kick them out of your house.
We're stuck together. Help, I'm stuck on a film set.
Sure.
I mean, I don't know, Christine. I feel like that's where you want to be, is stuck on a film set.
And we drink together. We eat together.
You're a sucker for punishment.
How people have been sleeping together? Oh. Just like any other camp.
So, yeah.
There's dogs here.
There's dogs and all sorts of
puppies too. My God.
So. Oh, Malcolm. Malcolm is in Half-Life. What's Malcolm?
Gilmore.
Yeah, Malcolm's been in a lot of stuff, too.
And Malcolm is currently starring in Kiefer Sutherland, that new show. Is it Fugitive?
I think it is.
That's cheers. Out now.
Cheers.
Cheers, y'all.
No, oh, my gosh. Cheers.
You my most.
Did you see that? The coffee cup went down and the rest of that stuff. This is what happens when you're at film camp.
Yeah.
But, oh, yeah. Our song of the movie was that 80s song. Got to keep on moving.
All right.
Sing that every day.
Yeah.
Yeah, Carly celebrated her birthday. So happy birthday, Carly.
Happy birthday, Carly, wherever she may be.
Yeah, big birthday.
She had a big birthday friend, popped the champagne for her. Yeah. Himself. Like,
we surprised her out after wrap at the Roof House. There's Carly.
Yeah. Uh oh.
Wait.
What's up, dude?
Remember coffee with Carly? Yes.
How's it going? How's it hanging, dude?
How's 27 feel?
Feels good.
Yeah?
Just finished 3 movies.
Feel completely different than the year before?
Just finished 3 movies, and Kicked Ass is the second AD.
And then on your way to 3 more movies, or what?
We're on our way to something else, that's for sure. We're on hold for something.
Yeah.
Right now we're sweaty and gross, and we're just trying to wrap out and clean things so that our producers don't have a heart attack more so than they are already. I know they're getting lots of phone calls and questions and wrapping out things. You know how it's been when we wrap out of movies? Now think of that as a feature with 3 of them.
Yeah, that's exhausting.
Yeah, that's exhausting. Exactly. I'm exhausted thinking about it.
Wait, you have 3 features worth of wrap-up?
Yeah, pretty much.
Wow.
Because we never took a break between films.
Right.
So we went from one film, we had 1 day off. It was originally supposed to be 2 days off, and we could have maybe wrapped up, but we didn't. And then we went immediately to the next movie. And then immediately to the next. So it is a special. In some
so you guys had pre-production of 3 features, shooting all 3 features.
Like we had like 1 or 2 scenes that we still had to film. So we wrapped 2 movies at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah. That is ridiculous. But you guys did it. Holy shit. 3 movies in the midst of Corona?
We still love
Come on.
Some of us, at least.
Let's give a round of applause to the ladies of filmmaking.
There were some females on this set.
There was a lot of females on this set.
Which is great. Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah.
Way more like females to men ratio. It was very inclusive.
So,
was there any last? I mean, we have 5 minutes left until 30 minutes is up for us, you guys. So, any last tidbits you guys want to?
Last tidbits. I don't know.
Like, any good memory, Carly or Jeanette, you want to share on the set working with Christine? Or a funny memory, doesn't matter. Or nothing at all, and I'll just wrap us up.
I would say one of my best memories will always be when we got very plastered and went into the river.
Oh, yeah.
Very, very late. And suddenly, Jeanette, do you ever go into the river?
No.
Man.
We also have the Tickfall River runs on the property. Okay.
Which our producers both convinced us that there were absolutely no alligators in there, no snakes. They're such liars.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't trust that.
It was pitch black outside, and we all ran into the river. Like, who knows what was in there? Because clearly a friend of mine was like, hey, you know there's alligators in there.
You guys have bigger balls than I do.
Yeah. So
that's nuts.
That for me was a very great moment because I think we were all just high on the fact that we were all together and making movies and having a good time. We weren't so tired that we were angry at each other or cranky. We still had a lot of energy. We were just grateful to be there. I don't know, but that was the one day I felt like everybody was open.
Yeah.
And like just wanted to, like, share that love between each other of loving what we love to, doing what we love to do. That was a really, that for me was a very special, very, very special moment. I mean, even our camera op, who's like Mr. Safety, like went in. Like, that's unheard of. Yeah, Jordan, who's a really good Steadicam op, he went in. And like, people who normally would never have gone in went in. And that's, I don't know, it was a really, that for me was great. It was a great moment.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like a wonderful time you guys had, you know? Yeah.
I think filmmaking is just super bittersweet. It's, like I said, filmmaking rap blues is a real thing.
Yeah, it is.
Well, and then the thing is, like, a lot of us aren't local. Carly and I are, I'm Texas, Austin, Shreveport, you know, and then Jeanette is New Orleans. A lot of people are New Orleans. Jason and Jesse are going to Michigan.
Nice.
Some other folks are flying to LA, you know, like, when will our paths cross again?
Yeah.
You know, that's the question.
I feel like the film industry is pretty intimate and small enough that there is a chance for at least
paths
to cross, you know?
Is it going to be next week? Is it going to be a year from now? Is it going to be 5 years from now? Do you see what I'm saying? Like, it's
isn't that the exciting part? The moment you least expect it, you walk on a film set and you're like, that guy, that girl, that guy, oh my gosh! And it's a reunion all over again.
Yeah, it's special, but it's also very sad. Sharpie? I don't know.
I
see the cup of Sharpies.
Well,
yeah.
There's a box of supplies in the theater area. Yeah.
So
Christine being the damn Sharpie thief.
There's a broom thief too.
You're a broom thief as well?
A lot of thieves around here. And dog thieves as well. The dogs will steal your, if you have shoes, like lots of people. I lost one of my sandals, and I know a lot of people did too, so.
Yeah. Good memory. Me and Christine would escape on Kubotas, little four-wheelers every night. And then we would also appreciate that before we went into our cabin.
Yeah. It was our moment of joy.
So you just shred on the four-wheelers every chance you get?
Burning down. Everybody's mad, and like, who knows if we're gonna make our day, but like, hey, let's go on a Kubota ride and just cherish the fact that this is a cool property and we usually wouldn't be able to ride a Kubota everywhere, you know, type thing.
Well, right. And the fact that you guys can do it every single day is ridiculous.
Yeah. So that's a great moment. That is one of the moments. And the moments of like, you guys surprising us with family dinner. Mm-hmm. Like, man, that was such a great moment. Like, that meant a lot to us to have. I mean, we've been eating.
Of course.
It meant so much. Like, you don't understand how much that meant to us because we've been eating out of styrofoam boxes for all three of our meals, catered. We love you, Hollywood, but it's been oversalted lately. But,
Shots fired.
All three of our meals every single day. And so, like, to come on our day off and, like, have a 10-course catered, like, home-cooked meal from just the goodness of your all's heart.
Yeah.
Like, man, that was amazing. It was great.
That's wonderful.
Yeah. So, yes, I will love that moment, too. And then another moment I really love was the first time we decided, hey, maybe we should go check out what's happening in the back of mess hall. People have been clearly partying after rap, and we haven't joined them. Mm-hmm. So then we saw Hollywood Dawn, Carolyn, hung out with them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you guys, we've hit that threshold. Oh.
This property is so large, and we have different little areas.
Whoa, you look so different!
Everybody has kind of their own little party, you know? Our department has their own little party, and it's kind of like, really, like you're, you know, on Fraternity Row, and you're, you know, you go from different party to different party. It's like,
yeah.
Oh, there, that's parties over there, or they're partying at the pool, or they're partying over here. So you just, like, walk around, and like, oh, hi.
How far?
Okay, so we're gonna see. This was what Jason was on Deepwater Horizon.
Yeah.
Yes, and then I want to see the Mudbound one.
Well, Christine, we are past our point.
Oh, Mudbound is cutting you off.
Yeah.
What? Yes, no, that's good.
So, yeah. Christine, remember when you talked about we got to do 30 minutes of podcasting? You want to do more, or do you want to do 30 minutes?
We got shit we got to do, actually. So
you got stuff you got to do. So you want to wrap it up then?
Yeah, we gotta wrap out.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you, Carly, Jeanette, everyone on the crew. Thank you for popping in, saying hello. Thank you to Christine. Ladies and gentlemen, getrealisms.com. Get your book now. Do it. God's sake, please. Okay. $35 and $15 for the PDF, you guys. Let's not be stupid here and get a book. Getrealisms.com, okay? Thank you, Facebook. Thank you, Instagram. We love you.
Yeah, thank you, guys. We always appreciate when we get questions. We appreciate that.
We appreciate it. Yeah. Follow us on Get Realisms.
Yes.
Okay?
Cool.
All right.
That was a special one. It, it